Haley's show, and I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American May VA. Paul, how are you? And I know excited about our guest.
Yes, very excited today. We have a wonderful Christian author joining us today, Gracie Lynn, and welcome, Gracie.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, Gracie, we were talking in the green room about your book and how each chapter in dating is really guiding people to make the right decision. Kind of explain that so that each chapter at the end kind of gives that person to really reflect after they've read that chapter.
I think with any situation that you go through in dating, you always have a challenges and obstacles. And also maybe sometimes you have a connection, but it's the guidance is to know when that connection is the right one, when that connection is something you should pursue instead of trying to divert to a different area. For me, I had many different situations where I knew within the first date that there was not a connection. Mm-hmm. And I would just cut it off then, because you don't want to waste time on somebody that you know your goals aren't correct, your goals aren't compatible with each other, and you will not be a good couple.
That's 100% true, because you finally get this situation once you get to know them in a certain amount of time. And that's hard, Gracie, when you're older, because you have family, you have responsibilities, you have work. You have all these other things. How do you have time to get to know that person and be able to go through that courtship, which is needed in any type of relationship, but especially later in life, because there's not much time?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that, you know, you need to have like some standards. Like, for instance, for me, my faith is very important. I have dated guys that are atheists, and I've had wonderful relationships with them, but I knew that was most likely not going to be a long-term relationship, so I had to cut it off. I've had guys that didn't go to my church that I had a great, they went to church, but not my church. And I had a great relationship with them, but I had to cut it off because for me, my church is very important. So there's various different things that for me, my faith is number one. Number two, you need to look at what their financial situation is. Some people make a lot of money, but because they are not good money managers, they're in debt all the time. Are you willing to be with somebody like that? The other thing that you need to look at is what their family dynamics are. Does their family accept you? Does their family like you? Did you like their family? What is the family dynamics? Number four, what is their friend group like? Are their friend group people that party all the time? Do you like to party all the time? If you do, then go for that. If you prefer not to party all the time, then that might be not the one for you. So set yourself like different categories and say what you want in each category, and then try to look for somebody within that category.
That is so important. Let's just talk about the financial dynamic. Finances is something that's not discussed on dates and should be.
Yeah.
Let's go to two areas that I'm sure you talked about in your book. First, finances. What happens if you don't discuss finances with each other?
Well,
expectation, yeah.
You know, I don't think I wrote about this in this book, but that's a very good thing. I'll probably write about it in my third book. One of the things I asked a guy recently that I dated that befriended me on Facebook and asked me out for a date. I said, well, what's your five-year plan? And he said, well, his five-year plan was to sell his house and to buy a fifth wheel camper and to go traveling across the country. And he said he didn't need a home. And I'm like, well, I do, you know, and if that's all you want to do in 5 years, by the time you're 5 years, you're not a good match for me. And so I was so glad that I asked him that question, because I knew then that our goals were not compatible. I like my home. I want to have a home. I don't want to be homeless. I don't want to live in a little camper. I like I have a fairly large home. I like it.
Wow. That's a surprising one. A five-year plan for older adults, meaning in their 50s and older, you know, a lot of them don't have plans.
No, they don't. And you need to know that. I think you need to know, you know, they ask you that in a job. Where would you like to be in 5 years from now? Where would you like to be in 10 years from now? Why not ask somebody that you're dating? what are your plans for the next 5 years? Where would you like to be after 5 years? What would you like to have accomplished? Even at 60 years old, I have goals every single day of what I'm going to do. I have goals every single year of what I would like to accomplish. Now, whether you know that translates into success or not for me is not in my hands. I just have goals I have to complete. I got to keep writing books. I got to keep releasing books. I got to keep working on the advertising with you. And I got to keep on more motivated to do that. But some people have no motivation at all at this stage in life. They want to sit around, watch Netflix, and you know, eat ice cream. And I'm not saying anything bad about that. Some people work very hard all their lives and they want to retire and just not do anything.
Why? That's how you retire and die.
Yeah.
Runs, you're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Paul's in his 70s and I keep him busy, don't I, Paul, since you met me?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Why give it up? My daughter's mother-in-law said something real. She says some of the sweetest things to me. I love her. She said that the 60s to the 70s age range is now when you have the most productivity, because you have raised your family, you have done your job, you're now probably in a point where you're willing to go after the one career that you really have passion for. You are, like for me, I stopped nursing because I didn't like nursing. I wanted to write. And so I made sure my kids were all raised, made sure they got through college. And then I'm like, okay, now's my time.
Yeah.
It's my time to do what I want to do. I've got you where you can be self-sufficient. You can be independently financially, you know, on your own, not relying upon me. So it's really, really important for me to now fulfill the desires that I think I will fulfill best. But I think at this point in time in your life, even older, you need to really know if the other person's as motivated as you are.
No, 100%. Because they might not be. And it was very interesting in the conversations when I was dating till I found my significant other, who I'm dating now, that I live with. And she basically, you know, checked every box I needed. I wasn't going after, hey, I'm going to go with this and that's it. I flat out told them, hey, if you don't like someone work 16 hours a day, get out. It's not a relationship. You don't like somebody that has high expectations, wants to travel the world, you know, just at the beginning phases of where I want to grow to. Then if you want to just retire, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I had those conversations till I met the girl I'm dating now, Vanessa, and said, here's the deal. This is what I want. And she had her deals too. But if I wouldn't have checked her boxes, she would have been out. So that's the hardest part, that that there's one person in a relationship in this dating world that chooses not to put out everything that they want. They don't tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth from the beginning. So you don't know what you got yourself into. At least I'm an open book. And I said, this is what I want. And I figured it out. And I didn't have it figured out a couple of years ago. So that's the process. But if you're finding men in their 50s that don't have things figured out, they probably aren't going to figure them out ever.
Well, and the fact of the matter is, if you're just wanting to sit around and watch sports or sit around and drink beer or sit around and just hang out and do nothing when you're retired, I mean, my first book was launched when I was 55 years old. That was crazily enough, like my launching pad for what I really wanted to do then. So now my whole goal is these next 10 years, I want to have them be the most productive years of my life. And that's 60 to 70. I want to give the idea that, or give people the motivation that 16 may be the best to 70 may be the best years of your life. Don't just think you can just retire and not do anything. Get a new career.
Or because you're going to live a lot longer now.
Yeah. Get something that you really like. And the other thing I was mentioning to you in my email to you after our last podcast, I think it's really important as a human being to continually strive to make yourself better.
Yeah. And that's it. 100% right there. The it's there, and your book tells about it. But I think if we keep having these great podcasts, you're going to probably want to write more books just on the story, because dating is probably one of the biggest challenges for men and women over 50 than anything else in the world. Yeah. Figuring out, especially the online dating world, or figuring out trying to meet somebody else, because bars are not the place to meet people in their 50s and older. It's a different environment. You're not going to always find them in the grocery store. And then, as I told you, the process that you have to find somebody available. Here's a quick story, as that basically you meet this person online. I'll see you next week. Oh, I can see you one day next week. Excuse me? How are you going to get to know somebody if you can't see them all the time? Or because they could be multiply dating other people, or they don't have the availability because they're kids. So it makes it very difficult. It makes it very difficult for dating in your 50s. I think 60s and 70s might be better, but the problem is, are people so stuck in their ways, they're not willing to compromise into a relationship at 60s and 70s. Very, very big things. But book two really talks to you about the do's and don'ts in dating. Where can people pick that up? It's going to be available pre-sale on Amazon as of today, right?
Yes, definitely.
Give us the name of the book again.
It's called Just One, The Dating Dilemma, Book Two.
All right. We appreciate it. And that's the key part. Dating isn't fun, but if you don't want to be alone, you got to pick up Gracie's book. I appreciate it, Gracie.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a minute.